This forum is meant only for your information. There will be, hopefully in next spring, a general assembly of the church where German congregation and English-speaking congregation are invited, and then as the whole body of the church we will vote on this new governing documents. But here it's just to tell you a bit where we are, what is the suggestion, proposition. You have the documents in your hands. So to give you some introduction, I am Friedrich Lohmann, the chair of the Church Council currently, and this is a document which was approved by the Church Council to go at this stage to the congregations for information and also for the congregation councils. And so the Congregation Council of the English-speaking congregation thought it would be good to meet here to also make the documents available, which was the case, it still is the case via the website, and then to have information and discussion, questions and all that. You may ask why we have such a legal document as a constitution. A church is a spiritual body. Why would we need legal documents? The reason is that the church is as well an institution. The church is an employer. The church is owner of this church building. The church has financial assets to take care of, and all this must be handled in some structured, ruled way. And that's why we need these documents as governing documents to say, for example, how many members are in the church council and such basic things, but also something much more important. So you will find in these documents rather legal language. I am not a lawyer, I'm a theologian, so for me this is not that familiar, but we have to bite the bullet as non-lawyers that in this case we have to follow the language and be very precise, as precise as possible to be able in cases of contention also to decide on the basis of written documents. I will leave the stage in a minute or so and give the word to Rowley Deffenbaugh, who was my predecessor as the chairperson of the Church Council, and it was actually during his tenure that the process of revision of these constitution documents was started 3.5 years ago. And the mandate, well, I think Rowley will talk about that, but just to tell you, in these 3.5 years, a commission where with members from both congregations, German-speaking, English-speaking, met several times. I didn't make a count, but it may be 15 times altogether, and worked. There were some discussions, half an hour, on just one word. Because you will notice, in the end, this legal document is as well a document of identity. And I, as a member of this working group, I noticed that very quickly. If we speak about, for example, the question, some formulations, how we would like to handle this building, we come very quickly to questions about our identity as a church, what this building means to us, and what effort do we want to do for it. So you will see it's not just something we can put aside very quickly, but it's also some kind of reflection about our identity. And as you know, it's a very special identity we have in this place, because we are a Lutheran church built from two congregations with some different cultures, not only language is different. And so the documents you have in your hands is also some kind of compromise decision, suggestions made to have a document which can be then adopted by both congregations. So you see there is a lot of work already invested into these documents, and it's also a kind of edifice. Every word a bit is thought to be in agreement with other words in the documents. So we, of course, are ready if we see there are mistakes and there is big opposition against this or that formula, this or that clause. We will certainly think about remodeling it. But in the end, we hope, at least a bit in the group who has prepared that, that we can convince you that the document as it is now presented to you is a good document. We at least think that. But of course, we are a democratic body, and so you have the right to be informed, to ask questions, and of course also to contest if you think here or there, this is not the image of the church I have in mind. So with these introductory words, I would like to give Raleigh the stage, who will tell you what was the purpose, the mandate of this whole process, and then how in the end it shaped out in the three documents we have ready by now.